From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 29, 2016. This week, we visit an area of western Virginia that's been called a gem within a gem, Passage Creek and Fort Valley, tucked away within the Shenandoah Valley. Have a listen for about 35 seconds to some sounds heard traveling along Fort Valley Road on a recent August day. A large section of Virginia's famous Shenandoah Valley is divided by Massanutten Mountain, a complex formation of ridges, pinnacles, and valleys. Separating the Shenandoah River's north and south forks, the Massanutten stretches from U.S. 33 near Harrisonburg about 50 miles northeastward to U.S. 55 near Front Royal. For most of the mountain's northern half, the Massanutten itself is split into two main ridges, separated by Passage Creek and its valley, known in the 1700s as Powell's Fort Valley, now simply Fort Valley. For native tribes and then for European settlers, the area offered fertile land, water, and other natural resources within a highly defensible area. In fact, during the Revolutionary War, George Washington, who had surveyed the area in the 1740s, reportedly planned to use Fort Valley as a stronghold against the British, if that had become necessary. In the 1800s, iron ore mining and processing were powered by Passage Creek. Remnants of that activity remain at the Elizabeth Furnace Recreation Area, part of the George Washington National Forest. During the Civil War, high points on the Massanutten above Fort Valley were used by soldiers to relay signals, and Signal Knob's name captures that history. Today, Fort Valley still includes farms and small communities, now adjacent to the Washington National Forest. Passage Creek no longer powers iron furnaces, but it supports a relatively high diversity of fish, amphibians, and other aquatic species, attracts anglers, paddlers, and hikers, and provides water for a Virginia state fish hatchery. Splitting the prominences of Massanutten Mountain, Passage Creek and Fort Valley harbor a wealth of biological, historical, and scenic gems. We close with part of Rescue Me, Virginia, by the Harrisonburg-based band The Steel Wheels, in tribute to Fort Valley's history as a potential Revolutionary War refuge for George Washington's army, and to the attachments people develop to special Virginia places, like Passage Creek and the valley it shapes.
Sing the songs from the ancient, wash me in the sea. Rescue me, Virginia, rescue me. Oh, rescue me.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.